nesting in the awnings. Winds are whistling through the walls, and the rains run like a fountain through the plaster in the ivy vines have breached the shingles, their leafy tendrils peeling back the tin. Sometimes it feels as though the outside is slowly creeping in. I walk the grey-soaked streets of Ringwood in the forgotten parts of town, where the old men still meet for coffee and watch their old haunts being torn down. Wrecking ball slams through old memories, but these old guys, you know, they just take it on the chin. Their hardened hearts have known the outside was always slowly creeping in. So quiet in the evenings, we move in separate circles round the floor before she calls the children home for dinner, and they come bustling through the door, spilling noisy stories from the schoolyard. While we listen, we share a secret little grin. Both so thankful for the outside that's ever slowly creeping in. It may not always be so welcomed, but it keeps things interesting when in the empty hours the outside comes slowly.